You're so good to us, Lord Jesus, and we thank you so much. Lord, we give you all the glory. It's wonderful. What a privilege, Jesus, that again, in that gratitude that you've enlightened the eyes of our understanding to know this, and the joy to praise you for your grace. Lord, the thrill to magnify you for your mercy. Lord, thank you again that we are your workmanship, that you care for us like that, that you are about us, Lord God, and that you work in us, Lord, and you cause us to will and to do of your good pleasure. We thank you for the life of Jesus that lives in us. Thank you for a life that lives by faith. Thank you, Lord, that you've determined it, that our life does not function any other way. Lord, thank you that we don't rest until we rest in you. Thank you, Lord God, there's no peace but in you. Thank you, Lord, that everything about our life is in you. And it's so wonderful to know that. God, let us be more of a rejoicing people and a thankful people. And truly, we're happy in the Lord. Lord, let us just again, as you encourage our lives, God, help us to just not to control this thing, but Lord, to contain it, but then to let it out, Lord God, and to let this be a life of a Sea of a Galilee, Lord, that it just doesn't all run in and stop, but God, it runs in and it pours out of our belly the living waters. And thank you, Lord, that is the joy of the Lord that is our strength. It's the joy, praise God, that only can be known as you take a bite of the peach. Lord, thank you that we know it. Thank you that you've raised us upon it. Thank you for the two sets of teeth that we're feeding on it today. And I love you so for it. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise his name. How wonderful to be a child of God. How wonderful to grow up in Christ. How wonderful to have the unction and the passion, praise God, that only he can give. Praise his name. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 and 7. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 and 7. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. You're not going to get by. If ye endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chastens not? Now listen to that again. If ye endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. I recall visiting with my sons a couple times and even others too. Well, you know, I'm an adult, I'm this, why don't you treat me that way? Well, if you're going to act like an adult, if you're going to receive the things of an adult, then we're going to have adult conversation and interaction. Huh? See, what he's talking about here with sons, this is the mature sons. This is huios in the Greek. This isn't a technon, which is another word for sons, which means a child or a baby. He's talking about mature sons here. He wants to deal with you as a mature son. And when you're dealt with as a mature son, there's some big things. There's some hard things. There's things that are deep. There's things that aren't easy. There are things, praise God, that you don't know about, that you have to learn. You have to grow up in. And no, you don't know. Your father knows. Huh? Amen. So in that, he's saying, and there's no secrets here, I'm going to chasten you. If you want to be a mature son of God, if you want me to share all my wealth with you, which you're it's yours. You've been born a little Lord of all. But if you want to quit walking around as just the knowledge of a servant and actually enter into joint heirship with my son, then you're going to have to feed on these things. And you're going to have to endure hardness as a good soldier. And here I'm going to tell you what my hardness is. It's my chastening. It's my love. And chastening literally means to afflict and harass. Did you hear that? Chastening literally means to afflict and harass. These are two words, afflict and harass, that, let me tell you something, they're not very popular to you, are they? They're not very pleasant with you, are they? But in God speak or God language, to afflict and harass is the faithfulness of his love. It's the absolute expression of the godly jealousy wherewith we are loved. And let's be honest. Everything, anything of value, brothers and sisters, it comes through persistence. You can't be slothful. These things come through persistence, and persistence over time, and persistence with adversity, and persistence with pressure. Amen? Temperature. God shows us this in nature. Everything of value, truly, that even comes out of this earth, whether it's the oil that we use, whether it's the diamonds, the pressure over the thousands of years, whatever God has done, millions of years. Again, God speaks it. I don't know. I'm just going to leave that to God. The gold, it would never come forth if it wasn't for the boiling in that lava and magma that pushes everything up. The sweet pearl, it wasn't just, well, there it is. I love how that pearl is produced. It comes through an irritating piece of sand. And not just for a moment, a long, long years of time. Amen. And see, God shows us this in nature. And you know what? He says, I reveal myself in nature. I'll reveal my plan in nature, my pattern. Why is it going to be any different for us? And matter of fact, the absolute masterpiece, his greatest masterpiece, you, by the grace of God. Vessels, praise God, to the praise and the glory of his grace. That masterpiece. Praise his name. The subject of all his attention. The subject of all his value. All of his worth. It takes his constant persistence and attention. His chastening. To bring forth that sun glory in your life. You want to just be a reflection, a moon glory, wonderful? Or by the grace of God, like him, sun glory. Not a reflection, but an illumination. Christ in you, the hope of glory, it just takes over the whole thing. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. But see, that's just it. Turn over to Philippians chapter 1. Persistence. Persistence. Philippians 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you. Isn't that wonderful? He just didn't begin a good work. He took all the good work in you. Amen? There's nothing good but from above. And from above is his son. And praise God, his son's in you. And that's when you received him as your Savior in you. He begun a good work in you. We'll perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And praise be to God for that word perform. Yes, it does mean to complete. It does mean to finish. But thanks be to God, there's more there. It's the promise of his persistence. It's the promise, praise God, of his passion to us. It's the promise, praise the Lord, that he is going to pursue us. This is the one that it tells us in Psalm 139, his thoughts are more than the sands of the sea towards you. His thoughts towards you are more than the stars in the heaven. Isn't that something? I always think about how amazing that, you know, man thought, well, you know, those sands of the sea are even more. No. They start now to look up into there and they're like, oh my goodness, this thing don't end. As a matter of fact, it's going on. And it's not going on at a decreasing rate. It's going on at an increasing rate. Now that just defies all of our physics and all of our knowledge. Well, that's just my God. He set that stuff up for us just to play with a little bit, but not be distracted about. I don't worry. I thank the Lord as science finds out how mighty my God is. But I leave that to God. Amen. Thank the Lord. I tell you what, I'm just waiting on my new heaven and new earth. How about you? All right. This is the one that his eye never slumbers, Psalm 121. On you, for you. Never slumbers. His hand never leaves us. He says, I'm with you always, yea, to the ends of the earth. You know, and God help us, as they sang, see, the Lord, he got this perfect, to surrender. Amen? Just to surrender to that love. To thank him, praise God, for the passion and his commitment to us. And not just when it's convenient for us to thank him and appreciate him. I'm talking about the chastening that he does when you don't want it. That's chastening. I'm talking about the chastening that he's hitting you with right now that you're trying to hide from him, or that you can't get to this, but, oh yeah, that's the place I'm going. Amen? Isn't it wonderful? And praise God for his grace that's tendering you up. The Lord, it's got to change. This agony is too much. This conviction, praise the Lord, in your chastening, hallelujah, is greater than my fleshly want. Greater than my fleshly stubbornness. Greater than my fleshly pride. Huh? Oh, you just think that you're all fine and dandy and you're going to just be here another 20 years because God just wants to look at you. Oh, what a fine work. You know, this one's all finished and I just want to admire him. Just stand there in awe. Get over your foolishness, amen? If we're not changing constantly from glory to glory, then we're not tender in the Lord. That's why I love you all. Praise God. You know, it's so wonderful to be chastened by God. It hurts. It hurts. Sure. Hurts your pride. Oh, I thought I knew. Oh, I did that again. But I thought I was going the right. Huh? Yeah. Praise the Lord. We're his quirky little ones that he just loves. How wonderful these precious masterpieces are. I'm so grateful to God. But yet, see, we're going to wrestle with this, aren't we? We're going to try to avoid him. We're going to try to ignore it. We're going to try to hide it and just put on a smile or, oh, yeah, it's all good. But you know what? We're never going to shake his tremendous love. It ain't going to happen. If he put a love for his truth in your life and you keep showing up, you can't hide. There's got to be a time, just as David, it's all got to go and you're going to get naked and dance before God. I don't know what else to say. It's just, you know, saw some of you sleeping there and now you're awake. What did he say? Pastor, are you up? You know. But see, God's going to get this done. He is. He's faithful to the end. His seed. It's been breaking me up. You know, his seed remains forever. It abides forever. I'm his son. I'm so thankful to be his son. I'm thankful that he loves me like he does. And he doesn't leave me alone. And he continues to pursue me. And he never lets me go. Everything else he's showing me, son, is so temporal. Don't be entangled with those things, honey. Seek the things that are eternal. Because you've been eternally made for my good pleasure. Isn't that something? Read Ephesians and rejoice in who you are to him. You're for the good pleasure of his will. Oh, God's seen things were good. He rested and all that. But this is pleasure. This is his treasure. This is what he gave his son for. The good pleasure of his will. As he spoke there to his son, he said, oh, son, it's not good for you to be alone. The plan's coming forth, honey. And you will have a wife. Isn't that something? Could you just see them embracing? And they've never stopped. The joy of the will and the plan of God. See, there's something about it. I want you to understand this. God is love. And love has emotion that's beyond. In the love of God, it's got spiritual love emotion. And even though this is God we're speaking of, and God, you could say, well, God said this, and God said it's going to be this way. No. Sure, he spoke and it's there. But now we're talking about the good pleasure of his will. He made us in his own image. Do you see your God as the God that he is? That he is love. That he's shown you, praise his name, that he's the Lamb. That he's your friend. That he speaks to you face to face as a friend. That as you grow on and transform, even a lover, one that would kiss you with the kisses of his mouth, does the word kiss you? The passion? I hope so, because it's what it is. But see, that's just it. It's the good pleasure of his will. And the good pleasure of his will is the pattern that he is after in every child of God. Every child of God. He wants them to be fully grown sons. Like we started out today, he wants to deal with you, which is chastening. That's how he deals with you. He loves you. See, God is the Father. And the Father rears and raises his sons. He's about his sons. He loves his sons. His care is all in his sons. And he is about those sons to do one thing and to have one thing. And that's full maturity. To come into the full inheritance, praise God, glorified together with his son Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glorified together with his son Jesus. Many sons to glory. Salvation with eternal glory. Like him. Son glory. Seated in the midst of the throne with him. Jointly ruling and reigning together with him. Where is that level? With him. One. Getting it? Comes one way. A finished, finished course. The same in a type as the finishing, praise God, of all the perfect and complete will of God that is in his Son. As his Son, praise the Lord, endured all that. Oh, because of the joy that was set before him. The joy we already talked about, praise be to God, that we're rejoicing in already before we got here this morning. That continues to go on. The joy of the Lord, hallelujah, the joy that's set before us, him. The joy to finish it, praise God, with a full joy. Amen? Oh, yes, things looking up around here, praise God. But see, that's just it. The good pleasure of his will is the pattern that he is after in every one of his sons. To be full grown, to be like him, like the son. And that means with the same persistent passion reciprocated back to him. With the same love reciprocated back to him. Oh, yes. We're going to do some more marriages here. You know, when they get in the office, the first thing I ask, now, who loves more than the other? Now, you're the one that really loves, and you're kind of lacking here, but we're going to do this anyways. Now, that'd be nuts, wouldn't it? There better be an equal love that's meeting up here in oneness, or we've got a problem. Well, let me tell you something about God and the bride for his son. There ain't going to be no problem. Not going to be. Going to be like-minded. one mind. We're going to be equally yoked, praise the Lord, in that love. Huh? Meaning a little bit deeper things as we go along here. Lord ministering to me this morning, how about you? I'm here to listen to him. I got a note or two, but I'm here to listen to him. Huh? And these are his notes anyway. Yeah. Spirit sent him a couple days ago. Lord, just trust him. But see, that's it. He's ever watching over us to encourage us to walk those steps. Walk those steps that grows the persistence and passion that go back to him. Yes. My beloved is mine. Oh, yes. But I understand I am my beloved's and his desire is toward me. But it's, praise the Lord, I appreciate Brother Kevin bringing it out many years ago. It's a love match. No little kooky things like taste the peach. Those are the ones sometimes that just get you. But this is what it is. It's just that growing love. And praise God, he's always the same. And but it's a courtship. And this word just grows in our lives. And praise God, it gets us more excited, more in tune. And then everything else just kind of disappears. And it's like, thank you, Lord, I get this. This is about you. And this about me. But I'm talking about me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Praise God. But see, that's it. He's ever watching over us, encouraging us to walk those steps. Thinking back about my sons, I thank the Lord. But I can't tell you how many times I've heard them say, Dad, enough. Oh, sometimes we can just be a little bit intrusive, and I get that. But the one thing they do know, the only way that was ever only meant was for their good. Always for their good, by the grace of God. And I'm going to tell you something, because that's what any good father, any passionate father would desire about their sons. Listen to this, that dad's same desire and passion would live in them. You understand that? And the passion by the grace of God that God by his grace has given me is the passion to live, praise the Lord, the fullness of a man of God. Amen? And there's whole sorts of things in that. But there's one that does it all. And it's letting him live. And there's instruction in that, and there's wisdom in that, and there's all those things in that. Praise the Lord. But that is what the dad's passion is that all of his passion would burst forth in those children just as God does. He desires that his passion of love burst forth in you. Huh? Well, how about now? When's it going to happen? How long are we going to wait? How long are we just going to hear it and let we work effectually that it just, it's got to go off. It has to. By the grace of God, it has to. I'm not trying again to encourage anything fleshly at all, but I'm telling you, there's got to be something that explodes. Amen? Isn't that what the love shed abroad in your heart is? Oh, it's just like a painting. No, it's not. When the Holy Ghost comes in, he's the one that sheds the love of God abroad in your heart. That means a geyser. It explodes. Huh? And I'm going to, again, I'll tell you, mossy back stuff and icy back to your pew don't get it. I'm telling you, by the grace of God, wake up. Get on fire. You know, I really, truthfully, think about these weddings we have, you know. I mean, you know, here's the groom. He's all standing up here with me, and he's all excited. He's looking at her. You know, and she's just walking down, and kind of looking up and looking down and, you know, looking at her watch. Yawning, you know, that'd be a good one. Amen. And with what we know and what we have. But what he wants for every child of God. Yeah, feel bad a little bit. It's okay. That's chastening. But he's always got you and let him just tilt your chin up to look at his face and those loving eyes. And then it melts you. And then it comes forth. But see, that's what he desires. He desires that same intensity and passion to dwell in us. What do you think he means when he's encouraging us? Pray always. What do you think praying always is? Always. That's intense, isn't it? That's a persistent thing, is it not? Praise God. And yes, it's wonderful. You know, you ask, you receive. Praise the Lord. You knock, it'll be open. I understand those things. But how about in prayer just to tell him how much you love him? Moment by moment, amen? This is the only one that hears you always. You get that? You know, no matter how much you love somebody, you could write a letter or whatever, but that was all they could read was the one, or maybe you could talk and then it hung up or whatever. With God, it's constant. And he wants that constant because he's constant with you. That's how he persistent he is with you. He tells you to pray always. You know what he tells you also? Give thanks in everything. All things, always. See, he wants to hear that out of you. He wants that melody coming out of your life because that's the proof, praise God. That's the evidence of love. Amen? I mean, those that are married, again, we go back to, I mean, are we just happy and thankful when things are going good in our homes? And 50-50 at best. That's a rough deal. Huh? Yeah, it convicts a little bit, doesn't it? Or are you thankful that you have the spouse that you got? Do you remember why you got married in the first place? L-O-V-E? Praise the Lord. But this is the one who is forever faithful. That's the forever lover, the forever good, that withholds nothing good from you. Always there. You talk about a heart on a sleeve. Amen. Isn't it wonderful? But see, that's it. That's why he says, and he tells us, press on, finish. Persistence, persistence, persistence. Close this up, couple verses here. Proverbs 12, verse 27. The slothful man roasts not that which he took in honey, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. Huh? Yeah. The substance of a diligent man is precious. Because you know you got the reward of rewards because he's put that persistence in your life. He put that passion in you. You've got passion for bridal truth. You've got passion for Paul's gospel. Oh, you may not think you do, but you do. You here? You've been coming here? You've got it? Because he gave it. Because he's going to have grace upon whom he's going to have grace. See, believe his word. It's not predicated again upon, well, you know, he's just excited about it. He must have it because he's excited about it. I'll tell you what, I'm going to be challenged just like you are. But by the grace of God, I want him to breathe that excitement back into me even when I'm challenged. That even when it's bad and I start thinking some bad things in my brain, I start to chuckle, oh, Jesus, you sure love me. I'm glad you never leave me nor forsake me. I'm so glad you're with me to the end. And he just keeps waking you up all the time. And I just thanking this brother today. And aren't you grateful to God in that wooing and courtship in your life? You see that change happening. Oh, no, you're perfect in him, but you're not perfect. He perfecting you, completing those things. But you know what? Have you noticed you don't dwell in those things as long? Have you noticed by the grace of God that there comes a smile and a joy that instead of that anger that just sits in or that condemnation that would try to just hit you with it, oh, that you just smile and say, Lord, I know you meant it for my good. That is what's so wonderful. That's the glory to glory that's changing your life. That's the beauty of what God is doing. That's the persistence that He wants us to have for Him. Romans chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. It says there, that's Romans chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. God will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. Oh, did you hear that? By patience, continuance, persistence. And why? Because of that glory and honor, that eternal life. Praise God. This is Christ in you, the hope of glory he's speaking of here. The abounding joy, brothers and sisters, the wealth that's in the chastening. Thank God for mature sons. Thank God that you want to grow up in Him. Thank God by His grace that, hallelujah, you're enduring the chastening. I'm talking about those infirmities of your flesh that you are suffering right now. Those are by grace, hallelujah, the wonderful chastenings of God that if you will remain persistent in believing Him, if you'll remain by the grace of God just keeping the faith in believing Him, it will not only be an heir of God, but it'll be a joint heir together with His Son. It will be, praise the Lord, glorified together with Him. He will not withhold a thing. It will be all His glory, having His glory, descending from heaven with His glory, made known for all to see that you are His glory. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, God.
My son and daughter, I love you with an everlasting love.
Jesus.
I gave my son that you might bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh.
Oh, yes.
I beseech you to love me, to receive
yes.
that which I have given and to continue to let my love be shed abroad in the heart of my humble
flesh.
I'm with you always, even till the end.
Every head is bowed. Again, we give you the Lord, we give you Jesus, all of the thanks and the glory. Father, we appreciate so much your passion to us and the persistence of the Word of God. And Lord, as you again have laid out in that sweet life of the chief of sinner, as you said of Paul, follow me as I follow Christ. Lord, that same pattern of rejoicing and enduring, Lord God, your chastening, will result in that same wonderful high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It will work in us the same pattern, Lord, of the full overcomer glory, the crown glory in Christ. Lord, we thank you for that precious reward, which is your favor, which is your grace, which is your mercy. Lord, help us to truly hold that fast, that wondrous crown, the exalted rank crown of the glorious grace of God, to hold it fast, that no man take that crown. Lord, that we thank you and praise you for that wondrous crowning glory of the grace of God. We praise you, encourage us to live in the joy of your chastening, Lord, of your continuing, persistent love that causes us to will and to do of your good pleasure. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.